Henry Francesi, he is part of the Legend of Strayback rugby camp. Got to get out into the grassroots, see what it's all about. Remember back in your day, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when you were a young tacker playing the game?
Yeah, no, this brings back a lot of memories back in the day with all the other local kids. Get mum and dad to bring you down to the local school or club and throw a few balls around and have a bit of fun.
Because you were part of the experience on Friday nights with Chezo and all those guys when it came to Scone Junior Rugby Club. Tell us a little bit about those days heading down to Scone Rugby Park. Now it's got a great big bypass running on the side of it now, but tell us of your first experiences of playing rugby.
Yeah, so I didn't actually, I had to wait a bit because we didn't really have a junior club going in Scone when I was a young fella, but then they got one started where you used to do Friday night sessions and it used to rotate between Muswellbrook and Scone. So you'd go down there and do a few drills and play a few games, and then they organise a couple of gala days where you'd travel a bit, get in the car and carpool to a few games, but that's where it all started, and that's where I suppose a lot of kids get their first taste of the game and start to run with it.
That's part of the tradition now as well with the likes of Renee Park and Gus Patterson, and I getting down there on Friday nights from about 5 o'clock and being part of it, and the parents really get stuck into it as well. They have a few wines and watch their kids going around, and you're part of the start of what is a great tradition with the likes of the Nick Whites and the Fergus Lee Warners and all that sort of thing, and have moved on to the high level of rugby. And speaking of which, of course, you're part of now the Waratah squad, so whoever Jake Gordon is, you're hoping to learn a bit from him and get your first cap hopefully at home in Newcastle, or close to home as you can, in on the February the 8th.
Yeah, no, I was stoked to join the Waratahs. Obviously, there's a lot of blokes there that I looked up to playing the game as a young fella, and looking to learn off those blokes, like you mentioned, Jake and a lot of those older boys. There's a lot of young boys that have stepped in, like me, this year into the squads. No, really enjoying my time there at the moment, and I can't wait to spend even more time there in the future, hopefully.
Went to Argentina last year, enjoyed the artificial pitch playing there at Rosario in the middle of a jockey club and all that sort of thing, but disappointing not to finally get the result, but by the same token, fantastic to, you know, wear the green and gold colours, sing the national anthem, and just priming yourself for the Wallaby shirt later on. You'll sort out that other guy from Scone, Nick White, when he retires in 3 or 4 years' time or whatever, or might take you down early, now that he's coming back with a plus 500 ACT Brumbies later in the year. And just the whole experience of the 20s just must have been fantastic.
Oh, I don't know if I'll go that far that I'll be pushing Nick White, but, you know, to go over to Argentina was an awesome experience. I think we had a great bunch of blokes. It was obviously pretty unfortunate that we couldn't bring home the biggies, but, you know, I think to go one closer than what they've been, well, not one closer, but a lot closer, but I think we surprised a lot of people. You know, we upset, beat New Zealand on the Gold Coast, which I think turned a lot of heads, and then we had a pretty tough pool over there, but I think we did well to end up where we ended up, and for a position that Australian rugby was in, I think we turned a lot of heads and made it a lot better than what the period it was going through, so.
We should be at Sydney University this year, so there's a bit of a fight there. Robert Taylor, of course, has helped yourselves to 2 East Mark Shields and a couple of Shoot Shields. Went right to the very, very death last year there at Western Sydney Stadium, but great place to learn your rugby and great fun getting down there to the Sydney University Football Field and getting in there and being part of it for the students.
Yeah, no, it's a really competitive club and got a lot of mates there. I'm really enjoying my time there as well. You know, they're successful, but that success doesn't come from anywhere. They train really hard and we work really hard both in the off-season and during the season, so I'm looking forward to getting back there and getting into pre-season later on.
You said you want to be part of the students, even though you should be supporting Southern Districts. You can go to their website there, sydneyunirugby.com.au. Of course, finally, speaking of university, doing a bit of university yourself and preparing yourself for the next part of life, because not everybody gets to the Yellow Brick Road applying for the Wallabies. It's one of those realities that Ripper would have told you through James Holbeck and also Greg Harrison, both being former Wallabies themselves. And yeah, it's just one of those things. You're doing some study at the moment.
Yeah, no, I've just finished my second year of a Bachelor of Economics, so that's one thing that I was always really focused on when I finished school, is to make sure I have something to fall back onto, because as everyone says, rugby doesn't go on forever. There's life after rugby, but you know, I'll keep playing the game as long as I can, as long as I'm enjoying it. But no, I'm really enjoying having something else to focus on in my studies as well, so it's really good.
Well, Henry, I want to thank you for your time. I want to wish you all the best. Hopefully you'll find your way through to the number 9. That is of the Waratahs, of course, the pride of Scone, and doing some nice work and hopefully playing well for Sydney United. Not that well when you play the Rebels in round 2 there, of course, as the Intra-Super Shoot Shield starts on the 4th of April, but you'll be going to the home of World Rugby on the 11th of April and getting a fair caning you deserve down there at Foreshore. But it's great you've made the effort to come here. It's Regional Australia Bank Rugby Camps. We wish you all the best moving forward. No injuries, no nothing, and you have yourself a good run, and a good time playing for the Waratahs and all your rugby you're going to do.
Cheers, thank you.